Blog Talk Radio.
Another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making A Rodeo Network. I'm Scott Masick, your host, here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. You can find us every Monday through Friday, 11 to 12 Central Time, as we catch you up on what's happening in the rodeo world. We're here to take your calls. If you guys want to have comments, questions, want to sit back and talk a little rodeo, tell us about what your rodeo plans are this weekend. 646-915-9940. Phone lines are open, so let's jump on board here. But man, I'm telling you, TGIF, folks, it is Friday. I'll tell you like this, 24 hours from now, we're going to be rolling in to Stephenville, Texas. That's right, folks, the Cowboy Capital, KWBY, for all of our listeners that are tuning in right now, 98.5 and 107.9. FM, y'all better get ready because Making A Rodeo Network is coming to town and we're bringing the rodeo with us. All right, so we're not bringing the rodeo with us. The rodeo's already coming to town, but we're coming for the party. And I can tell you, it's going to be a great one. Kicking things off tomorrow, Saturday, for the Rodeo Heritage Week Parade. We're going to start things off. Bucky the Bull will be there. Making A Rodeo Network will be there. KWBY will be there. And we are going to have lots of action coming your way, folks. Photos, I'm telling you, it's just going to be wild. And this is a week that you really want to be in Stephenville, Texas. Now, we've been talking about Stephenville, Texas is by far the cowboy capital of the world. We're going to explain to you why all next week. Now, we've had some questions come into our chat room. We've had some questions come into Twitter. And we are going to talk about those here coming up on our Friday show. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. But man, I'm telling you, it's exciting. We're fired up, ready to go. It's going to get wild. We're pulling out of here first thing in the morning, hitting the road, headed west, and going to roll through Dallas and cross the other side. And cannot wait till we get over there with our good friends in Stephenville and all of our fans that listen into us through KWBY or MakingARodeo.com. I mean, we're just glad to be a part of this. The mayor's going to be there. It's going to be a big week, busy week, but I can tell you that we are going to be rocking and rolling. So you guys make sure to stay tuned all week long. What are your plans for the weekend? We're going to let you know what our plans are here coming up right after our break. We've got some music to kick off. Hey, our good friends at KWBY are hanging out at Rhymes and Vines right now. They have got Texas Red Dirt Music fired up. I'm telling you, what a way to start a Rodeo Heritage Week with a little Red Dirt Country. You know there's going to be some rodeo tunes in there. It's going to be wild, folks. And guess what? Making A Rodeo Network, we'll be there Sunday or Saturday night for the wrap-up. We will be there at Rhymes and Vines. So if you guys are listening to us now through KWBY, headed out that way, hey, come join the party. It is going to be wild. So we're going to kick it off here, folks. It is Friday, time to fire up the rodeo weekend. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
$100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
When December arrives in Las Vegas, it can only mean one thing. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. The NFR is about Las Vegas and rodeo. The best of rodeo. And it's a time to celebrate the Western lifestyle. We recall the historic rides and great champions and feel the emotion again. The gold buckle belongs to the Cowboys. The memories belong to you. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Have you experienced it?
Baby, your song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and croon. And said, well, baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my
grab my guitar and strum a couple chords and sing from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all, with offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event, whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Here are the top 10 reasons why we love the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Number 10.
The only time you'll hear last call is when it's the name of a bull.
Number 9.
There are more than 40 coffee shops on the strip, and the best latte is the one I bring with me.
Number 8.
In 10 days, we triple the town's population at Cody's, Ways, and Clint.
Number 7.
Cody Wright, Jake Wright, Jesse Wright. We have more brothers than they did at Kitty Hawk.
Number 6.
Crafts. Lots of crafts.
Number 5.
I can come home with 10 pairs of dirty Wranglers and the wife still doesn't get mad.
Number 4.
Two words. Franklin O'Shaughnessy.
Number 3.
I've been coming here so long, I remember the dunes. Not the hotel, but the sand dunes.
Number 2.
Save a horse, ride him.
And number 1.
You can get a Trevor Brazilian at every spot.
The top 10 reasons why we love the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
We've got a sold-out house here tonight for this PRS event, and it is going to rock.
Bareback, saddle bronc, and bull riding.
We'll be right back with the classic event, saddle bronc riding, right after this.
good. But see how he reaches across that front end with that free arm? That drove his hips over the inside and buffed him off.
Hey, Stephenville, Texas. This is Scott Masick with the Making A Rodeo Network. And when I'm out on the rodeo trail, the only station I tune into is KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. It's Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio. All right, 17 minutes after 11 right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here Friday. I'm telling you, folks, it is time to get things fired up. We're excited about it. Stephenville, Texas this weekend is, I'm telling you, this is where it's happening, folks. Rhymes and Vines is going on this weekend. Going to start off the Rodeo Heritage Week tomorrow with a parade, 5 o'clock Central Time. Going to converge on the Rodeo Walk of Fame down there. We'll have an opportunity to kind of meet and greet, kind of mingle in, see what's happening out there. It's going to be lots for the kids to do, lots of activities happening down there in Stephenville, Texas, and we cannot wait to be there. Fall starts off this weekend, folks, and it feels like fall. It's raining right now here in Paris, Texas. I know that there is lots of rain coming down over in Stephenville, but this weekend, highs are supposed to be right around 80 degrees. It does not get much better than that. I'm telling you, if you are going to be out and about, clear skies all weekend long is the forecast, and we're talking about a great time. So hopefully you guys are going to be joining us, following along. Of course, Monday we're going to pick back up. We'll be broadcasting live our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows right there from KWBY Studios. We'll also be part of the Morning Ride. If you guys have not listened in, you can find it on your TuneIn application on your phone. Go and get it. Doesn't cost anything. Free app. Download, search KWBY. You'll find it. And I can guarantee we are going to have a great time all next week, not just celebrating Rodeo Heritage Week, but all the other activities that are coming on right out of Stephenville, Texas. The best in red dirt, southern rock music. You can't go wrong with KWBY, folks. That is where you need to be tuned in. We've also got the live 24-hour stream on MakingARodeo.com, KWBYRadio.com. So there is no reason why you cannot tune in and find out what is happening there in Stephenville, Texas. We're going to have guests come by the studios. We are going to have all kinds of things happening. Speaking of, a couple weeks ago, about a month or maybe a little over, we actually had a chance to sit down with a group, or Zach McGinn from Dolly Shine, and talk with him. Now, this is a young guy, comes from rodeo, has spent a lot of years in the bull riding, and we had an opportunity to sit down with him. They are out at Rhymes and Vines this weekend. We're going to go out there and hang out with Zach and the rest of the crew. We've also got Remy Sutton, and because of that, here on a Friday, with phone lines open, 646-915-9940, you guys can call in, talk to us. We'll get your questions, comments out there. But we're going to throw it out there to you, let you listen to a little bit of Dolly Shine right here on the Making A Rodeo Network. So here it is, Spinning My Wheel.
Think about you, don't want to talk about it. Feel like I made a big mistake. I should have opened my eyes, been smart enough to realize you couldn't give your heart away. Oh, and I feel like a fool, running in circles, chasing you. I've been spinning my wheels, I've been wasting my time, tried everything I know. Get you off my mind. I tried slamming doors and talking to myself. It's like I'm throwing cores down an empty wishing well. I've been looking for the place to hide. from your troubled eye. They cut me down the side. If I told you that you never crossed my mind, don't you know that I'd be lying? All this getting over you ain't an easy thing to do, but Lord knows I've been trying. But when I feel like a fool, running in circles, chasing you, I've been spinning my wheels, I've been wasting my time, tried everything I know just to get you off my mind. I tried slamming doors and talking to myself. It's like I'm throwing cords in an intuition well. I've been looking for the place to hide this broken heart from your troubled eyes. They cut me down to size. Touch. It can't be good for you, they say. If you want it that much. I've been spinning my wheels, I've been wasting my time, tried everything I know just to get you off my mind. I tried slamming doors and talking to myself, like I'm throwing quarters down an empty wishing well. I've been spinning my wheels, I've been wasting my time, tried everything I know just to get you off my mind. I tried slamming doors and talking to myself. It's like I'm throwing quarters down an empty wishing well. I'm still looking for the place to hide this broken heart from your troubled eyes. They cut me down to size.
Hi, this is Jay Presti with Blue Collar Ventures on NBC Sports, and you're listening to Scott Masick with the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
All right, here we go. 23 minutes after 11, and we are fired up. A little spinning my wheels with Dolly Shine, and they are out at Rhymes and Vines this weekend. Hopefully, we'll have a chance to catch up with them throughout the week as we celebrate Rodeo Heritage right there in Stephenville, Texas, folks. It's going to get wild. It's going to get Western. And there's going to be a whole lot of rodeo going on in our neck of the woods. KWBY is going to have all of your information, so you guys make sure to stay tuned. You can find this on the TuneIn application on your phone. You can listen through Roku. I'm telling you, you can find us everywhere, folks. MakingEightRodeo.com has got the live stream. You can just tune in right there on the website. Crank it up throughout the day. I don't care. Hey, if the boss gives you a hard time about it, you just have them call us. We'll take care of it for you, folks. KWBY is the must-listen radio station, and there is so much activity going on. So I cannot wait to be down there. Of course, Saturday, tomorrow, 5 o'clock Central Time is when they kick off the Rodeo Heritage Parade. And you can bet Bucky the Bull will be out there, Making a Rodeo Network will be there, and KWBY will be there. So still got those phone lines open, folks. But, you know, I want to talk about some of the things that are going on here. You know, we've had a lot of posts in our Twitter feeds here recently, folks asking us, you know, or stating that there are some other cities out there that claim to have that same title of as Stephenville as Cowboy Capital of the World. Now, if you folks know rodeo, you know that there are no more you're not going to find a place than greater than Stephenville, Texas, and the surrounding area, filled with more world champions, more rodeo cowboys and cowgirls out there. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Stephenville, Texas has got a long tradition. There is a lot of rodeo heritage right there in that city. And we're going to get into detail all next week as we're there covering Rodeo Heritage Week, the PRCA Rodeo,
They don't title it the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo, for nothing, folks. It is going to be big. It's going to be exciting. But there is a reason behind how it got its name. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk with some folks who have been there, who know just why and how Stephenville got the title of Cowboy Capital of the World. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, The Morning Ride, with KWBY on 98.5, 107.9 FM in Stephenville. And like I said, you can also find us on TuneIn application on your phone, or you can find us on the 24-hour stream on MakingItRodeo.com. So make sure to check that out. Now, another question that came in was somebody had asked us to name the top five rodeo bars out there. Well, you know, that is a tough one, folks. If you're asking for my opinion, I've got several of them that, I mean, I can certainly throw out there. Obviously, you've got to kind of factor in the whole Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. I think that the Fort Worth Stockyards has got one of the biggest areas, because they've got several bars there. And you can kind of bar hop, I guess you could say. I don't know what they call it nowadays. That's what we called it back when I was out hanging out. But, you know, you kind of go from one place to the next, and lots of activity going on. Obviously, Billy Bob's down there in Fort Worth. That is probably the biggest. Gilly's out in Las Vegas is getting huge. But I've also got to say, if you're talking about bars just for rodeo cowboys to be congregating at, I'll tell you two of them firsthand, and they are in Las Vegas. One of them being the Buck and Ball that Gary LaFeu puts on every year. That is legendary. So much talent comes through there. So many rodeo cowboys, so many contestants, so many actors. I mean, you know, guys that are around rodeo, a part of rodeo, always stop into the Buck and Ball. But here's another one, folks. And this one here, I wouldn't call it necessarily a quote-unquote bar, but I'm going to tell you, if you've been to Vegas during the Wrangler National Finals, at all, you know, the place to be is South Point Casino, and we're talking about the bar right there in the center. More activity goes on. There's dancing, there's drinking, there's gambling, there's everything going on right there in that little. I've had more business connections right there. Well, maybe there and the roulette tables, but I would say that place right there is probably the biggest rodeo bar that I know of. Everybody, and not just for the 10 days of the Wrangler National Finals, but the week leading up to is also the convention. So you've got almost 3 weeks of nonstop PR stuff there. Now, like I said, any other time, probably not as busy, not as big of a rodeo bar, I guess you could say, but during the Wrangler National Finals, that is by far the place to be in Las Vegas. And then, of course, you've got to make your stop at the Bucking Ball and, you know, Gillies and so many of those. But that's my opinion. Now, getting outside of that, like I said, you know, you want to talk about big-time bars, I would have to say Fort Worth has probably got the most variety for rodeo-type bars that I know of anyways. You've also got the Stockyards up in Oklahoma City. Those always transpire to be some big-time deals up there. I know one that I used to go to a lot back in Florida is 8 Seconds in Orlando. Huge place. They had bull riding that went on down there during the week. A lot of big names used to come through there. Tater Porter used to ride down there a bunch. That was really where he got his start, along with some of the other ones right there in Kissimmee. But, yeah, I mean, 8 Seconds was a huge one. Brian Corson also, I mean, he's got a saddle from winning the rodeo series down, the bull riding series down there. So, but, you know, I'm not a big bar person, so it's hard for me to get out there and go experience. Obviously, you know, you got to go experience Billy Bob's once in your life just to say you've been there. I mean, there's that place is legendary. So, you know, top of the list would have to be Billy Bob there in Fort Worth. So. Anyway, that is my opinion on those. We've also got some breaking news, folks. Speaking of Fort Worth, January 23rd, the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo is putting on a one-day super shootout, paying out more than $100,000 to the winners. or it's going to be more than a $100,000 purse down there. Huge event. Now, there's been a lot of talk. Obviously, the American, biggest one-day payout down there. Houston has the Super Shootout, which is an invitee thing, you know, down there. Denver has done it for the last couple of years. They're starting to recognize that one-day events for fans is extreme. And it is very important to these other events that are going on. So in conjunction with the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, they're putting together a one-day event, calling it the Super Shootout. It'll be held, I believe, January 23rd. And it's going to be big, folks. I mean, this is great for the PRCA Rodeo Cowboys and Cowgirls. Gives them an opportunity to compete for some big payout money. Although it's not going to be the quote-unquote $2 million purse. And you know, that's kind of neither here nor there. It's not a full, you know, $2 million purse when you break things down. I mean, one person is not going to walk out of there with $2 million. It's going to be broken up between the events. It's going to be broken up that way. So lots of, I mean, yes, it is going to be the biggest payout. One person has potentially make more money in rodeo at that event than they will anywhere else. But don't take the eye off the prize, folks. I mean, this is rodeo, and this is, you know, it's one day. And when you break things down, like I said, I mean, it's not as big of a payout as what it's being, I guess you could say, being promoted as or being interpreted as by many people. That's it, being interpreted as by many people. But it is the biggest payout, will make history for that event. But lots of other ones, the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, Denver Stock Show and Rodeo, Houston, so many others have big events. Now, Houston is separate from the PRCA, but they have huge payouts. And it's going to be a lot of fun for us to be out there covering many of these events. So, fans, you guys will have to stay tuned and see what happens. January, come January, we're going to be going at it. It gets busy. And most folks think, oh, well, the rodeo season hasn't really picked up yet, or it's not Cowboy Christmas. I can tell you that from January through March, it's going to be nonstop. Lots of activity going on. Hopefully, we'll be back in Houston and giving you the rodeo wrap-ups from the events down there. It's going to be big, so you guys make sure to stay tuned and see how that is going to play out. But anyways, getting down to it, folks, we've got about 25 minutes left in the show. You guys want to give us a call, talk about some of the things that we've discussed. Like I said, we've been talking about it all week long. Justin McBride coming over to bareback riding. You know, the PRCA, is it going to continue to be held in Las Vegas? The contract is up for renewal. Supposed to be a big vote on that earlier this week. You guys, give us your opinions. Give us your thoughts. 646-915-9940. Or just give us a call and tell us what your plans are for the weekend. We want to hear from you. Feel free to give us a call. We're going to kick back, play some more music here on a Friday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, so stay tuned.
Hey guys, this is Luke Kaufman, and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
Bring be in Amarillo by morning.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Macon A Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Macon A Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love parts of you together.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
It's a tough way to make a living. 8 hard seconds at a time. Some days are diamond, some days are stone. And your opponent? Well, he doesn't know anything about sportsmanship. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. And nobody does it like championship bull riding. Man up and ride along, Sunday nights on Fox Sports Net.
Howdy folks, Scott here with the Macon A Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MaconARodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MaconARodeo.com. Get a grip.
This is pro angler Jay Brainerd. When I'm on the water, I'm listening to KWBY, Cowboy Capital Cowboy Radio.
Oh, that's right. Well, we got about 19 minutes left in the show here, folks, and still looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. Phone lines are always open, guys. You guys can jump on board here and give us a call, or you can even just call and listen in online and make sure you get your rodeo coverage here. But, you know, today is more than just rodeo coverage. We are down here sharing with you guys what's going on with KWBY, Stephenville, Texas, the Cowboy Capital. Rhymes and Vines is going on. KWBY is there. And we look to be there tomorrow, folks, so get ready. It's going to get wild, and it's going to get western there in Stephenville, Texas. But, of course, it's always that way. Now, a couple months ago, we also had one of our good friends, Remy Sutton, who makes her home in Stephenville, Texas. We had her on the show with us. We also had her brother on, Billy Sutton, from South Dakota. And, you know, Remy is true rodeo, and we were able to debut several of her songs. But, you know, there was one that we did not let on to. We're going to play it right here for you, folks. You do not want to miss this song. This is one of Remy Sutton's songs off her album that you guys have got to get over and check it out. It's called Long Road Home, and I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it, folks. You got to get a copy of this entire CD. It is the best in rodeo and red dirt country music. I'm telling you, you'll love it. I guarantee it. And I can't get enough of it, listen to it all the time, but this is one we've got to throw out there for you, folks.
make sure you guys pay attention. You will hear this song a lot more coming up in the near future. So here she is, Remy Sutton, off of her album, Long Road Home.
Out here on the road, round after round, and go after go. Well, life it ain't easy, so far from home. It's a tough way of living, living on rodeo. With a lonely heart, girl after girl, and bar after bar. Well, he may love her, but she'll never know. It's a tough way of living, living on her own, you know. The stakes are high, but it's when he nods his head. No troubles, no worry, 8 seconds instead. He sacrifices pain to be the one who gave it all when it's all said and done.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, there's a little Remy Sutton for you to get you fired up, and that is Living on Rodeo. Folks, I'm telling you, get ready, because you're going to hear a lot more of that song. Not one that gets put out there a whole bunch right now, but just hang tight, because it will. And, you know, I listen to that song everywhere I go. Of course, I've got her CD. If you guys don't, you got to make sure to get over there and get it. And we get to hang out with Remy Sutton this week as she is there in Stephenville, Texas. And hopefully we'll have an opportunity to get over there and hang out with her a little bit. I know she is also going to be hanging out at Rhymes and Vines, so we'll be able to catch up with her out there this weekend. So make sure you guys get ready, stay tuned, because it's going to be fun, it's going to be wild, and we just look forward to hanging out with all of our good friends. You know, we say Stephenville, Texas is our home away from home, and for good reason, because we have spent so much time there this year, and because of our friends that we have developed and built the friendships there at the Lone Star Arena. The Buck and Duck will be going on Wednesday night. Big bull riding action will be happening. Barrel racing, lots of activities going on there at the Buck and Duck at the Lone Star Arena on Wednesday. Leading into the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo, coming up starting next weekend. So, man, I'm telling you, folks, you need to plan your vacations. Fall is here. You know, it's coming down on us. The weather's cooling down. These guys are going to be fired up, looking to work their way into the top 15 in the Wrangler National Finals, and it all comes down to next weekend. So for us to get started there with the Rodeo Heritage Week and kick things off, it's going to be a great deal. Let's do it. I'm telling you, come on down. Hey, you may have to crash on the floor, but we'll sure enough put you up. You guys come down and hang out with us. And we're always looking for our listeners, our fans to come over and spend time with us. We're going to work with you and get you as close to the action as we can as well. We want you guys to be a part of it, to enjoy it. So when you walk away from it, you say, you know what, that was a trip of a lifetime. And we've done that for many folks out there. Despite, you know, we get a lot of people that criticize as well. And you know, if you're going to put out a good product, you're always going to have people criticize you. And I guess that's what motivates us and drives us, because people say negative things about us all the time. But the fact is you take a look at the realistic numbers of what we have done, the growth that we have built right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network with folks like KWBY and so much support from the rodeos and from everybody involved, giving us the opportunity to come in and share these experiences with you, the listeners, is huge. And we have brought you listeners closer to the action by getting you involved, coming out to the events with us, and then spending time out there and getting you close to the action. We've actually brought in some of our fans and hired them on as photographers and got them ringside seats to events that they would never get that close to. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. We've shared that. We've given you experiences out in Vegas. We want you guys to experience as much of the action as we can, because this is more than just an event. It is a lifestyle, folks, and we share that with you each and every day. So glad to be a part of it. Lots of things that are happening out there. Folks, I'm telling you, get ready. This week is going to be wild. Starting things off, like I said, we are going to be at the parade on Saturday. We are going to be getting things ready on Sunday to get in and take over the KWBY studio in the morning ride. So you guys can listen to us there. Make sure you guys share on your post. We're going to be posting the links. You guys can listen through making8rodeo.com, your TuneIn app on your phone. I'm telling you, just get over and get it, tune in, because you never know what's going to happen, who's going to drop by the studio, what we're going to have going on getting ready for Rodeo Heritage Week. It's going to be exciting. And then every day, Monday through Friday, we will have our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right there at the KWBY Studios. And then we'll be getting out, sharing in the activities. We'll be reporting back to you. Make sure to stay tuned to our Twitter, our Facebook posts all week long, folks. If you guys are not following us, make sure to follow us on Twitter. Share with your friends. Tell them, hey, Making A Rodeo Network is broadcasting from Stephenville. This is the final weekend leading up to the Wrangler National Finals for the PRCA Cowboys and Cowgirls. You guys need to know what's happening, and Making A Rodeo Network, KWBY, will be bringing it to you all week long. So the party is getting started, folks. It is just getting started. We're 24 hours away from rolling into town, so make sure to get ready. Stephenville, Texas, hang on tight. It's going to be a wild ride, and we're looking forward to it. But we're going to wrap up our show here today, folks. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be back here Monday. Until then, folks, make sure to have yourself a great weekend. Look forward to seeing everybody out at in Stephenville, Texas this weekend for the Rodeo Heritage Parade, Rhymes and Vines, and so much other activity that's going on. So make sure to stay tuned, as we'll be bringing you all the action starting next week, Monday, from the KWBY studio in Stephenville, Texas. Yeah.
10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain, getting down hard, that's why I came.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words. Cowboy up. KWBY.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.